Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guest host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Today, on this week's episode, there has been some difficulties that have been happening with tech issues, with interviews, scheduling, Kevin being sick and such like that, too. Still want to put out an episode for you guys this week. So, what is happening? Well, I finally watched Aquaman 2. So, as your guys' host, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a report on here about Aquaman 2, because you can watch it now on Max, formerly known as HBO Max. I watched that while doing some pet sitting gigs the other day, and let me tell you, folks, not bad. not bad at all. Now, I know this movie's getting a little bit of hate. You know, people are like, it's the end of the DCEU, because James Gunn is currently rebooting the DC movie universe and such like that, and Aquaman The Lost Kingdom was the last and final part of that universe, of the Snyderverse, I guess we could call it. Make it clear, I did love the Snyderverse. I did love a lot of it. The Flash movie, bits and pieces, I did love as well. First Aquaman, I loved. You know, obviously Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Justice League, Zack Snyder cuts of Justice League, to say the least. You know, Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman 2. I think I need to rewatch. I haven't seen that one since it came out in theaters. But, you know, I still had a good time. Like, and that's what I look for in these movies, is do I have a good fucking time? And I did. That's the beautiful part about these movies. And they're comic book movies, guys. They're comic book movies. You can't go into it expecting something for the fucking Oscars, going, whatever the hell. Like, you're not getting the awards. You know, our movies never win. I've been watching comic book movies since I've been a little kid. You know, inspired me in the comics, yada, yada. But Aquaman 2 just was, I think, a good movie. Like, people are like, oh, the acting, yada, yada. The actors gave it their ball. Like, there were some moments in there where, like, you know, you really felt with these characters. You really felt the comedy. You really felt the emotions. You really felt the drama, the sadness. Like, you really fucking felt it. Is that because people knew that these actors knew that this was their last movie? Who knows? That is a big part of it as well. But take a look at it, too, guys. The effects were still amazing in there. They captured Atlantis. They showed you new creatures in the ocean from the DC lore of Atlantis underwater. Because there's the kingdoms. Like, there's all these kingdoms in there. And different creatures and such, and it's in the DC world. And they kind of encapsulate that a little bit and talk a little bit about some things, so not too much, but just a tiny bit. And we get Jason Momoa's Aquaman, which I know people take or leave. I still enjoyed him as it. I do read the Aquaman comics from time to time. I've read a bunch of the new ones. I do buy the trades when they're on sale. I do buy a lot of the trade paperbacks of Aquaman. Aquaman and the Others I've actually read as well, too. Really great series. Like, Aquaman books are severely fucking underrated, in my opinion, here. Like, the art, the ink, the lettering, the writing, all of which are really good on the Aquaman comics. Yeah, people knock it because it's Aquaman, but really worth the time. I'm saying that because the Aquaman 2 really reminds me of an Aquaman comic. Like, it really reminds me of the modern-day books that we have here, where it's dark and serious, like a Black Manta. You know, Black Manta is a dark, formidable villain who I've seen murder people in a fucking butcher shop before. You know, like, old ladies and kids, like, he killed them. Like, he slit them open. And he's formidable-looking, and he's strong, and he's smart, and he's a formidable fucking villain. And people have seen that in Young Justice. People have seen that in the comics, the cartoons as well. Hell, he even made a cameo in Smallville. But have him be possessed, which is kind of, I will admit, was kind of weird. I'm like, why can't he just on his own? But he's like evil and like the ruining the oceans. There was some messaging in there with that of like, hey, but it's Aquaman. Aquaman is supposed to remind you like, hey, protect the fucking oceans and animals and nature. And like, protect the environment. Like, here's what this is. Because he's a defender of that. Thank you very much. Like, he's supposed to remind you about this. And the movie does that. You know, the movie does a really good job of it. It is really comical. I really enjoyed, you know, there was the dark moments that we had in there. But we did equal it out with some really good comedy, I think, too. You know, good lightheartedness, a fun adventure, a really great time. You know, writing was amazing in there. It felt like an Aquaman comic. And, you know, with The Lost Kingdom and such, too, that was a recent storyline, I believe. Also, I think it was either Rebirth or it was the New 52 where that was a thing. I mean, like a king get unfrozen in the Arctic and shit like that, too. Like, they took a bit of inspiration from modern-day comics like they did for the first Aquaman movie. You know, and I know people have been out of shape because it's the last movie in the DCU and the last scene we see is Orm eating a cheeseburger with a roach in it. You know, but it's a good comedy, like a good laugh. They don't want you to end, like, what do they want you to end on? Like, oh, the last scene in there is a sad scene, like, oh. Yeah, because Snyder, man. Like, no, they wanted to end on a fucking comedy note in there. And that's the beautiful part about it. They ended up commenting on it, and I kind of like that. These, of course, my opinions on this, but I do think you guys deserve to watch Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. You know, let's sit down and have a good movie night. Do whatever you want with it, but I think it's still a good movie. I watched it, and I really fucking enjoyed it. Currently, when it was coming out in theaters, I was going through a lot of life shit at the moment, and I did not get a chance to see it, as well as Barbie and Oppenheimer. Did not get a chance to see those in theaters, but now I'm catching up. But again, folks, these are my opinions. You can take it. If you're going to bitch about it, then shove it up your ass. But, you know, take a look at this here, though. It's a really good movie. I can understand a little bit of the hate, but Jesus, guys, it's a comic movie. What are we doing here? But yeah, oh, like, there were some scenes in there where I just died laughing. I'm not going to lie. They were just good. It was really good. So I don't want to make this a super long thing, though, but this is your quick little episode of the week. I watched Aquaman 2. I really enjoyed it. I think everything was on point in there to give you a good Aquaman movie. This isn't a Justice League movie. This isn't a Batman movie. This isn't a big Superman movie. It's Aquaman. And he has a certain vibe and a certain motif. And everybody does a really good job in it. And that really, it just gives you such a good, it's an era. My big thing is when I watch a comic book movie, does it remind me of the books? Now, is it the mainstream books, an Elseworld book, a different universe book, like what kind of an Elseworld book? What if it reminds me even of a certain book or just any of the books? If it reminds me of that at all and it feels like that, then it did its job. That's what I want from it. I want it to feel like I'm reading one of the books again, no matter what continuity. And Aquaman does that. It does. So give it a chance and watch it. And a huge shout out to everybody involved in that production. Like, I know it got delayed because of COVID, The Herd as well too, which we won't cover, but you know, it really is a great fucking time. Check it out, guys, on Max. If you guys did enjoy this quick little review that I did for you this week, and you want to catch more of the Comic Chronicle podcast with the talk show segments that I do with my co-host Gavin, as well as interviews from all across comics, be sure to subscribe to wherever you guys listen to the podcast. I'm on social media, at DakotaMorgan3 on X, at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram, Twitch, CodaRex97, and YouTube, Dakota Morgan. Thanks, guys. And this is weird doing an episode that's all by myself again. I haven't done one of these since the very beginning of the podcast. Like 5 years ago. Holy shit. And of course, guys, stay creative.